to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning. Good morning to you, radio listeners. Thank you again for this beautiful Monday morning. And we are alive and well and ready to make our day count. We are so happy to have you tune in every Monday through Friday listening how to make our day count. We hope this radio broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it really is a blessing to you, we'd like to hear from. And we also like to share, like, tell someone to tune in. Good morning, Pastor Diane.
Good morning, Pastor.
Yeah. And we are excited to continue this study on emotion. We are going to talk about emotion all week.
Yes.
Because emotion is very, very important. And I was doing a little more in-depth study on emotion. And I break the E. And when I take the E off emotion, I have E, then I have what?
Motion.
Motion. And motion is something in action.
Yes.
So E is the event.
Oh, that's
because,
good.
Because here's this now. The definition for emotion is that an external event is taking place that arise my emotion. Without the event taking place, whether good or bad, pleasant event or bad event, my emotion will stay dormant. Okay?
Yes.
So, the E is the event that set my body into what?
Motion. And my mind into motion. Yes.
It's going into motion. As if the event isn't occurring, my mind won't go into no emotion.
Yeah,
It won't be in that motion state. So since that is true, then I can master my emotion.
Yes.
I can master my emotion. And so we're going to talk about that. It's awesome when you see that, because emotion is arise from an external event that is taking place.
Yes.
Now, it will wake up my feeling. So my feeling, once I'm my body, my mind go in motion, so my feeling are mental.
Yes.
So my feeling are mental experience of a body state which arise as the brain interpret the emotion themselves. So now I'm going to have a response. And my response is going to either be negative or positive. And so, since we know that, now, if we know that, we also understand that emotions are in categories.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about these categories, four of them. I don't know if we can get them all done, but if we just do one this week, that's fine. So, the categories of emotion, and as you're listening, you can write them down out there or come back to the radio program and get them. And we're going to talk about four categories of emotion. It's either going to be fear or anger. We're going to or hurt feeling. So we're either going to be in a state of what? Anger. We're going to be either in a state of hurt feeling. Or we're going to be in a state of, what was the
fear and frustration.
Frustration, yes. That's a four. So go over them, Diane, those four.
So an emotional enemy of anger, the emotional enemy of frustration, the emotional enemy of hurt feelings, and a sense of loss.
Sense of loss.
And so, frustration.
And frustration. Mm. So we're going to dig into it this morning. And let's talk about why I'm fearful.
Yes.
Why? Why am I fear? What message I'm sending? All right. I can use me this morning as an example. recently that has taken place in my life. Because recently I lost my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, she went home to be with the Lord. So here it is. An event now has taken place.
Yes.
Which arose my emotion. And my emotion triggers my feeling. And what was the feeling that I... So I had to go into this category now and see which one I was now experiencing. So I start to experience a sense of hurt feeling, right? Man, I was hurting now.
Yes.
You know that. I was a hurting puppy. So I'm experiencing this hurt feeling. I'm in a state of hurt. And now, how am I going to get out of it? So I'm hurting, and it is telling me that something need to change. Mm-hmm. Now, my perception was I perceived that my wife would be well.
Yes.
That was my perception, which is my expectation. So I perceive that she's going to be well. I perceive that everything's going to be okay. She's going to be here with me. So now that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So my expectation did not what? Fulfill. What I was expecting, I wasn't experiencing it.
Right.
So I'm now experiencing something completely different. I'm experiencing a sense of loss, which produced, I'm so hurt now, I have a great sense of what? Loss. I am hurting. And then I have now a great sense of fear. Mm-hmm. How am I going to live now without her? You understand what's going on?
Yes.
And there are people this morning out there, I don't know what kind of emotion that you are experiencing and triggers in your mind what your feeling is going on with. But I just give you a, a glimpse of how this thing works.
Right.
Go ahead.
So then you have to make a quality decision to control what you can control. Because you cannot control the fact that Pastor Kim has gone on to heaven.
No.
But you can control your response here in the earth realm.
Yes. And if I change the state of fear, loneliness, a sense of loss, then now I now control my emotion.
Yes, you identify them first.
You have to identify them.
And then bring them into subjection.
That's right. You see, we must identify why am I feeling this way.
Yeah, the root cause.
Because something occurs that makes me feel this way.
Yes, the event.
The event. I got to identify it. And now we got to look at the event has occurred. Can I change it? Do I have control over it? Do I control? No, I have no control over the event.
Absolutely no control.
It's already occurred.
Yes. You can't change the past.
You can't change the past. Mm-hmm. See, and in the Bible, we are told, Apostle Paul says, one thing I do. He must have, Paul musters emotion. Paul says, one thing I do is forget those things that are behind me.
Yes.
And I press forward to the mark.
Yes, and it takes strength to press.
To the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. So Paul said, if I can't stay in that state of the past, I can't live there.
You got to press back on what's pressing against you advance forward. Otherwise, it's going to press you down lower. But you got to press back of what's pressing against you and gain ground.
Because, look, to make your day count, you cannot make your day count not me, not no one can make all day count living in the state of fear.
Right.
It's impossible to make our day count living in the state of fear. And fear is real. It's mm-hmm. all around us. It's triggered by our emotion, mm-hmm. and we will experience it. You're making your day count. Make this day count. Amen. Amen. And we said, don't let fear what? Drive your life.
Yes.
So many people are driven by what? Fear.
Fear.
And the Bible declare there is no fear in what?
Love.
In love.
Yes, but perfect love drives out all fear.
Okay, so love is a good response.
Yes.
To fear. So if when I'm experiencing fear, I need to experience the love of God.
Yes, and knowing that God's love for you, he doesn't want to see bad things happen to you.
Yes.
Even though bad happens in the world, God loves you. So his love wraps around you and his love brings you out. Because in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of fear, he promises us peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And if we want that peace, we must begin to meditate on that peace and not meditate on the fear or the problem.
And that's the way in which I'm able to live my life, because I have now experienced such a tremendous loss. It's all my emotions mm-hmm. because of this event. So all my feelings are going crazy. And there's a feeling of hurt. So I'm experiencing hurt feeling. Mm-hmm. She's not here. I'm feeling a sense of loss because she's not here. I'm feeling a sense of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Why this all happened?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going, you know, and then I'm feeling a sense of frustration.
Yeah.
By that one event that take place.
And then you remember, but you're still here.
Yeah, but I'm still here.
You're still here.
And I need to live in this moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
This moment of God's love.
Yes.
Can I talk to somebody there?
Mm-hmm.
When you're going through that, you can just live in the moment of God's love. You have to change your state. Whatever you're feeling this morning, it is telling you that something need to change.
Yes.
Maybe it's your expectation need to change.
Mm-hmm. Or how you think about your expectation. Because your expectation was for Pastor Kim to be made whole and to be well. And that expectation was met, but not the way that you were hoping or perceiving.
I perceive.
Yes.
So listen, to master your emotion, you have to do number one, number one is what are you perceiving?
Yes.
Your
perception.
And number two, the procedure.
Mm.
You got to look at my expectation and change it. I see that we're running out of time, but we'll be back on the subject tomorrow.
Yes. Make your day count.
Make your day count. Tune in.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Same.